bitch if you don't believe. Listen up to my new CD, Sham On.
Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm the Reverend Hammer, and this is another segment of Don't Damn Me, where I hope to bring you information, enlightenment, and a little bit of the funny. I do have a subject for tonight, but I feel I'm going to have to meander a little bit to completely get my point across. So, if some of you out there listening, all 10 of you, are wondering, Reverend, what the fuck are you talking about? Just bear with me. Actually, once the show's archived, go back and listen to the segment like 2 or 3 times and just think about it for a moment. Like, oh, okay, I get ya. And the only reason I ask this is because I'm really wanting feedback on what I'm going to talk about tonight. I know I'm different from most people. This is, you know, this isn't just my conclusion. A lot of other people have told me this. But I'm wondering if it's starting to become a problem. One problem I notice I have is I definitely cannot identify with my peer group. For those who don't know, I'm 24 years old. Right smack dab between Generation X and the digital generation. Even with growing up in between these two generations, my upbringing I know has been a bit different. My parents being older than, you know, the normal group parents that would have brought up a child my age at this time, you know, would have definitely grown up during like the 60s and 70s, you know, disco, free love and all that. But my parents grew up during the 40s and 50s, which instilled in them a value system much different than we have today, and they've passed the system on to me. Fortunately, I'm not alone in this. A lot of my good friends are the same way. So we do have somebody else we can identify with, few and far between as that may be. But with this value system, which I must say is very big on common sense, which no longer seems to be a common trait these days, I believe it has skewed our perspective quite a bit. Skewed our perspective of society and people. For instance, teenagers. Now I'm going to define teenagers as 14 to 18 year olds. Now, these teenagers are going to be brought up by parents who grew up in the 60s and 70s who had different values than what my parents had of the 40s and 50s. Couple that with the environment we have today, and one could possibly understand why somebody of my age, 24 years old, might utter every so often the words, "These damn kids today." Normally you hear that from some 60-year-old guy sitting on his front porch smoking a cigar or a pipe. But you hear this from a 24-year-old white boy in Florida. Is there something wrong here? Thinking about this logically, when you consider my upbringing compared to everybody else's, you would think that this type of perspective would be normal, but when I talk to other people, I think something's wrong. I'm still out on that. But with this type of perspective, it does make me feel old. Along with other things. For instance, a lot of the listeners here, all 10 of you, know I'm into rather geek pursuits, computers, video games, anime, and a few other things. I've come to the conclusion that growing up with technology may be a bad thing. For example, one of my favorite video games is the game Galaga. This game came out in 1980, compare that to the games we have now. Also compare this to the fact that I would still rather play Galaga than Tekken 4. Do you see why I might feel a little older than I probably should? I hope so. Also, growing up with technology seems to have introduced a new problem into my life, especially. I don't want to say it's short attention span. I want to say that it's threads colliding. If you're familiar with computer processors how they can multitask, normally I could do the same thing I was especially good at when I was younger. But now with technology being faster, you know, bigger, better, faster, more, well, the new American way, as I should put it, I think it has brought on this problem of, like, I'll be doing a couple things at once, then somebody will come in, you know, get my attention, then all 3 points are lost. And I'll just be standing there, dar, 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 dar. Which way do we go, George? And for all you smartasses out there, no, this started happening before I started working at Walmart. So don't get any ideas. You know, really hampering what I do, and, you know, I just plain wonder if I might be losing my mind. Not only has my loss of keeping trains of thought separate hindered my working status, I believe it's infecting my ability to operate in society. I have a very good example for this. The movie Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. One day, rented it on DVD, went over to Pappy Coon's house and watched it. Now, I love Kevin Smith's films. I mean, they're great. Chasing Amy is one of my favorite movies. Even though I'm probably like only the 16th person to see it, you know, it's a great movie. I like all of them. I like Clerks, Mallrats, da-da-da-da. Anyway, about halfway through the movie, Pappy Coon's father walks in, have a little conversation, pause the movie, and of course his dad asks, what are you watching? And, you know, he describes the movie. And then he says, Reverend and I went and saw this in the theater. I looked at him dumbfounded because I sure as hell don't remember seeing this movie in the theater. And he goes to describe certain things that happened while we were there. Like, for one, there was a photo booth we had in the hallway that leads up to the movie theater the mall we used to go to. And he remembers having me hold his jacket like I'm his little bitch or something. And, you know, and I, of course, you know, it's like, hey, do I look like your fucking butler? And he goes, yeah, you do. I remember this conversation. But it was for 6 months later during Lord of the Fucking Rings, okay? Not during Jay and Silent Bob. But him and his girlfriend say, no, it was for Jay and Silent Bob. But, I don't know. And then I described to him coming over the next day after we'd supposedly seen this movie, and I remember him describing this movie to my mother and actually censoring certain bits on his own because it's Jay and Silent Bob, there was a shitload of swearing. And I remember him censoring bits of it to, you know, kind of get across the point of the movie to my mother. He doesn't remember one bit of it. But yet, I don't remember any of that day of supposedly seeing this movie. I don't know what to think. There's like 6 hours of my life missing, and Kevin Smith is involved. Me and Art Bell are trying to figure this shit out. Is it sunspots? I don't know. It could be sunspots. Do you think it might have been alien abduction? I doubt that. I don't remember getting alien. Bro, what the fuck? I swear, sometime in the future, me and David Duchovny are going to figure this out. There's going to be one tense moment where he's going to look at me and he's like, you know, Reverend, truth is out there. I mean, like, you're right. The truth is out there. It's sitting in front of a 7-Eleven enjoying a Slurpee. But the thing, I guess I'm just... Okay, my question to the listening public, all 10 of you, is this. Is there just something wrong with me or what. Because nobody to this day has given me a good answer yet. And I've actually seen some doctors about it. They don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. So, just one more mystery to solve before I die. Hopefully it'll be before I die, so once I find out that I didn't see that goddamn movie in the theater, I can just tell Pappy Coon. Well, another segment of Don't Damn Me for this week. Remember, commentary, questions, any answers about tonight's question of mine? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Good night.